multitudes of wonderful things. I mean, we have praise reports all the time of what God does in answer to our prayers. But, in fact, one of our prayer warriors, only the last week, whenever the hurricane came into Houston, one of the families that would not leave, they were elderly, they were not going to leave, they were going to stay there. Their children lived in the Dallas area, and so they called us. We prayed the prayer of faith. We sent angels to watch over the property, to take care of the man and the woman, the elderly man and woman, everything. We prayed those prayers of faith and sent warring angels to watch over their property and everything. And praise God. Glory to God. Their power didn't ever go out. They didn't lose any power where they live in Houston. And they live about 15 minutes from Galveston, they said. But the prayer of faith was prayed, and they never lost power. There was no trees blown down in their yard, only a few little leaves and limbs and little things, but absolutely had no problem. We at our ministry center, because we walk in this God kind of love and this God kind of faith, we were able to pray that prayer of faith for this couple and see God do great and mighty things. We love that. We love to be able to see our King answer our prayers like that in such a wonderful way. It pays great dividends to walk in the God kind of love. So if you're a man, you're a husband, you know, I don't have to be a husband, just a man. If you're a Christian man, if you're not a Christian man, become a Christian man. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Begin to study His Word. And if you're a husband, then husbands, love your wife. Walk in this God kind of love. Be the obedient priest. Be the spiritual leader of your home. Guide and direct your wife with the studies of the Word of God. Teach her the Word. Walk in love. Be an example of Christ to her. So when you pray, you'll see the Lord answer your prayers. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, "For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." Now, if you are saved, you will act different. And if you will stay in the Word, you will continue to be different as you renew your mind day by day. Day by day. Then in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," now that's any one of us that have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, "if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." You become a new creature. Your spirit become brand new. "Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." So that old sinful nature that's controlled by the devil is supposed to be gone when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And your spirit now is made brand new. "You have to keep yourself under, because the mind and the flesh do not become new at this time. Only the inward man, or your spirit, becomes a new person." Now then, a lot of people don't realize that. But only the inward man, all these things become new. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul told us, he said, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Now, this is done by staying in the Word of God. You can't renew that outward man unless you're willing to get in God's Word and study God's Word and meditate on it. I mean, if you could do this several hours a day, it would be wonderful, because this is the way you renew your man. The inward man is renewed day by day. So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that which we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord." In other words, while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. Now, the body is the home or the house that you have to live in while you are here on earth. So that is why you must allow the Spirit to lead you. The Spirit will do right while the flesh will rise up to strike back. So you have to do something about it. Let's see what this next verse says here in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I can assure you that you have a war going on within you between the flesh and the Spirit. Listen to what the Word of God says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, your body. This is all sin. You need to stop all sin. Now, he's talking about sex. You're not to have any kind of sex outside of wedlock. If you're not married, you forget the sex. It's not something you do as a redeemed child of God. If you're married, then with your spouse and your spouse only, but no one else. But sex outside of wedlock has to go away. And then something else that's just as important is gossip. Once you become a born-again Christian, the gossip is supposed to go away. You have to keep your body under. Fighting. So many people that I know will pick fights, especially when they have a few drinks. They will pick a fight. Well, that's the man that you see. That's not the Spirit that's doing that. That's the flesh. The flesh is the one taking control. The flesh is the one that when you walk into that beer hall or that grocery store or anywhere else, when you see the beer and the wine and the stuff there, you think, wow, I've got to have some of that. Now then, am I free in Christ to drink a glass of wine if I want to? Absolutely. I could drink a glass of wine if I wanted to. I just don't do it because I don't want to give place to the flesh to desire that. So anything that can contaminate my flesh, like excessive wine, excessive beer, whiskey, cigarettes, any of those kind of things, I'm not going to give place to those things because I know what those things do. They kill the flesh. They destroy it. So, with a God kind of love dwelling in me, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to get rid of all of these sins. Sex sins, gossip, fighting. I'm going to watch what I say. I'm going to watch my tongue. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to do what the law of the new covenant says. Now, this new covenant, John chapter 13, verse 34 says, a new commandment I give you. And this is the only commandment that we have. This is a new commandment that God has given to us. Listen to this in John 13, 34. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. And this is it, that you love one another. Wow, what a commandment. Isn't that so difficult? That's so nice. Just think, if man would just love one another, think what kind of a world we would live in. I'm thinking that will we ever wise up in America? I think in my lifetime since 1948, or especially since 1967, since the war, when the Jewish people became in control of Jerusalem, I think of the fightings that's gone on over there, and they keep saying, the Palestinians say, we want this piece of land back and we'll stop fighting. We want this for peace. And they give them a little bit here and a little bit there. And what has it done? It has not stopped the fighting whatsoever. And just recently, I mean, if we aren't really, really, really messed up, we gave away Gaza. I mean, we were involved in that with the Jewish people. And we gave away Gaza for peace. A little piece of land and 20,000 or so Israeli people that had homes and had beautiful gardens and fruit and all kinds of things, we gave that away to the Palestinians. And what did the Palestinians do with it? They moved in and started shooting rockets into Israel. we are really, really, really smart, aren't we? They just want to get closer and closer so they can destroy Israel. The Word of God says there's going to be no peace over there until Jesus comes. Because of Abraham and Sarah's disobedience, thousands of years ago, they started a family feud that has never stopped. And it's going to go on until Jesus comes. But just think, if the Palestinians or all those people over there and the Israelis, would all of them would keep this one commandment that Jesus said. This is a new commandment that I give you, that you love one another. If those people would love one another, all this rocket shooting and all the killing and the terrorism and everything would go away overnight. But you can't love until you have God. Until you've made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, this God kind of love is not there. So, guess who your father is? It's the devil. So, whether you're a Jew or a Palestinian, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess who your father is? It's the devil. That's what the Scripture says. But whether you be a Jew or a Palestinian or anyone else on the face of the earth, the minute you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this God kind of love is planted in you. It's shed abroad in your heart, so now you can love the brethren. Now, if you will develop that fruit, and you'll say the right things, and you'll study the Word of God, you will develop that fruit, and you will walk in a God kind of love, and then you would not think about hurting your neighbor or yourself. You would never think about strapping a bomb around your waist, walking into a group of people and detonating and blowing yourself to smithereens. That's not loving yourself. That's hating yourself. But, of course, people that do that do not belong to God. They belong to the devil. And so when those people do that, instead of going to heaven, they're going to hell. And that's devastating because they've been deceived by the forces of darkness. They do not know. They have been deceived, and the devil has done a good job. But that's the way he works. Now, Jesus gave us this new commandment, and this is a new covenant. In John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, in verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. So whatever you do, love each other.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.